The Rugrats really were a figment of Angelica's demonic and unimaginable imagination. Chucky had died in 1986 along with his mother. Thus is why Chaz was a nervous wreck. Tommy was born in 1988, but he was a stillborn. Thus is why Stu was constantly in the basement making toys. Toys for a son who never had a chance to live. The DeVilles had an abortion in 1990. Angelica couldn't figure whether it was a boy or a girl, thus creating the twins. As for all grown up, the teenage Angelica became addicted to various narcotics, which further aggravated her schizophrenia, bringing her back to her childhood, and thus her creations she obsessed over. Because of time lapses between the present and the last time she interacted with her creations, she had made them older. Angelica was constantly taking hits of acid, so she would never have to live without her creations, who were her only company. In a judgmental world, Angelica's mom died of a heroin overdose in 1982, just after Angelica was born, and Drew, in his depression, married a gold-digging woman that Angelica idolized because she fooled herself into thinking that it was her real mother. But she always carried a concept of her mother, Cynthia, and took a Barbie doll, making it in her mother's image. Wearing an unwashed orange dress and having messed up hair, which is why she was so attached to it. Later in her life, she followed her mother's footsteps with drugs and eventually dying of an overdose at age 13, when All Grown Up was canceled. The only Rugrat not to be fictional was the unborn Tommy's brother, Dill. However, Angelica didn't know the difference between Dill and her own creations, although Dill didn't follow her commands. After endless crying and refusal to disappear like the others did when Angelica was angry with them, she hit him. Due to this, he sustained a brain hemorrhage, which resulted in a deformation. As he grew, his damage only became more evident as time went by, and he was 9 years old and all grown up. He lived as an outcast, being ridiculed for its weirdness. The immense guilt over this is what led Angelica to turn to drug use. And that's what led Angelica to uncreate the Rugrats briefly until her experience with hallucinogenics. On a trip to Paris to find love, Chaz married a woman named Kira. He was actually going to marry a different woman named Coco, but she just wanted him for his money. Kira had a daughter named Kimmy that was torn from her because of an addiction to cocaine. Angelica imagined her from Kira's stories. He lost his mind after the death of his wife. Upon returning to America, Chaz and Kira married. It was actually a very happy and romantic story. Kira continued to struggle with her addiction, but was relatively happy with her life with Chaz. Susie was actually Angelica's only friend, who entertained the thought of Angelica's creations for her sake. Angelica spent the last days of her life in the back of the school cafeteria, imagining her friends around her and playing with the lives of her own creation. Hey there kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for watching tonight's video. Because this is October, I'm going to make this nice, short, and sweet. If you'd like to help support the show or the podcast, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. If you'd like to get yourself some new Halloween and creepypasta-inspired tees, you can head over to etsy.com/shop/ivorymonocletee. And if you want to catch me, Creeps McPasta, and Mew during our live Halloween tour around the southern U.S., head over to creepypasta.shofetti.com. That's creepypasta.shofetti.com. Hang on to your hats, kids, because this year is a 31-day Halloween countdown. Happy Halloween and sweet dreams.